Gavrik to Kopitar to Gavrik, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Another exciting game on the road. Kings fans, we're about to make the move into the postgame show with the help of two men and a truck, the official movers of the LA Kings broadcast. Also, for those Honda Assist leaders, I want to remind you that they come from your helpful Honda, SoCal Honda dealers. It's their job to be helpful. Looking at the three stars of the game right now, all three coming from the Nashville Predators. Number three star of the game, James Neal. Neal, one goal, 2 points, plus two rating, took three shots on goal and also issued three hits. And that line was highly dangerous for the Nashville Predators. He was primarily skating alongside Kale Yarncroke, as well as Ryan Johansson. Speaking of Ryan Johansson, he was the number two star of the game. He had a three-point night with a goal and two assists, and his deflection goal on Jonas Enroth in the third period, really the goal that, you don't want to say sealed the win for the Nashville Predators, but was a very important insurance marker. And after the Kings had all the momentum on their side, looking to tie the game and had some good opportunities, well, after that, the Predators scoring on one of their three shots and goal on in the third period, really the first of the two shots on goal that they took. And, of course, then the Roman Josi, his empty netter made it so that the Predators scored on two of their three third-period shots. Number one star of the game, Mike Fisher. Fisher tonight had a goal, played 15 minutes and 16 seconds, issued four hits, and won 12 out of 18 face-offs. We're going to take another break here, Kings fans. Come right back with the highlights in just a moment. So stay tuned. More hockey to talk about on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
I really hope my college alma mater succeeds. Go Remedial School of Radio and Cosmetology!
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Catch the tournament with tons of TVs and great food at Tacos and Tequila.
Number two,
you could win a new Audi A5 Cabriolet.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number one casino in Southern California.
Morongo, good times.
Oh, we told you we're changing things up at McDonald's. You can finally get breakfast all day. Burgers you can customize the way you want. Order from Max.
Thanks.
Enjoy. Not a believer yet, huh? Well, hang tight. We got something else that might surprise you. Breakfast bowls. Boom. They're loaded with egg white, turkey sausage, kale, and spinach. Or try a scrambled egg and chorizo bowl. Each for just $4.39.
Hey, I'll have a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, you will. We're changing things up. So come, see for yourself. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast bowls served during breakfast hours only.
The home of the Kings is now home to the King of Finance. Make a power play towards financial freedom. Call Mo Ansari at Compact Asset Management for a free portfolio review at 800-388-9700. 800-388-9700. For the latest news and analysis, catch Market Wrap with Mo, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Compact Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Kings Hockey now.
Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike.
Tomorrow at noon.
7-9. KABC.
Welcome back, hockey fans, and thanks for staying with us here on this Monday evening from Nashville, Tennessee, where the Kings fell by a score of 5-2 to the Nashville Predators. And it's time now for tonight's Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlights as the Kings and Predators met for the third and final time this season. And in the first period, it was a game that kind of resembled a little bit of a chess match. Both teams playing very conservative hockey, did not want to make a mistake.
Of course, this is a potential first-round playoff matchup. You got the sense that maybe neither team wanted to show each other too much. And while the Kings outshot the Predators 11-10, most of the action was out in front of Jonathan Quick, who made several outstanding saves and also relied on a post on a shot out in front of him by Colin Wilson. Then in the second period, Nashville able to break through. First goal came 7:37 in. It was off the stick of James Neal. I got an opinion here, Daryl.
Yes.
I don't like the font of the Nashville Predators. Number shot right off the draw, scored James Neal. From atop the left circle, able to beat Jonathan Quick. It's a face-off goal, and Nashville now up 1-0. So after the editorial, Ryan Johansson won a face-off. It was back to James Neal. Neal shot right off the draw. He was able to beat Quick up high. That was his 28th goal of the season from Johansson at 7:37. After that, the Kings had a good opportunity to try and tie the game as Tanner Pearson found a seam deep in the Nashville defense, had a contested, angled breakaway, made a nice move to his backhand, slipped the puck between the legs of Pecorine, and it traveled just inches wide of that far post. After that, the Kings were whistled for too many men on the ice, and Nashville able to capitalize on the ensuing man advantage. Johansson to the offensive zone, drops it off behind him, centering feed, shot by Fisher, wide of the net, shot, score. Off the rebound as it caromed down in front of Quick, and Nashville now up 2-0. And that was Fisher, who was able to bury the rebound of his shot after it popped up high into the air, landed in front of Quick, able to stuff that into the net. That was Fisher's 12th from Neal and Johansson at 13:17. It was a power play goal. After that, just 2 minutes and 6 seconds later, the Predators with another insurance goal. Here's Josi. Clean entry to the LA zone. Drifts to his right. Nice skating ability there. Stops up at the right point. Now looks. Fires. That shot. Loose score. Forsberg, after the puck had pinballed around, bounced to Quick's right. And Forsberg right there unmarked, able to put it into the open net. And it has been a nightmare period for the Kings. He's given up 3 goals and now trail it 3-0. Forsberg's 30th of the season, assist to Smith and Josi at 15:23. Shots on goal in the second period for Los Angeles, 6 for a two-period total of 17, and Nashville with 17 shots for a two-period total of 27. Then at the start of the third period, the Kings got exactly what they were looking for, which was a goal on the opening shift. Centering feed by Kopitar, hit a skate, almost caromed past Rinne. Instead, takes it behind the net, now over to Scuderi, slap shot by Doughty, redirection, score! Deflection off the shot from Doughty. Did Kopitar get a piece of it? We'll find out momentarily. The Kings get exactly what they need, an early third period goal. It comes 32 seconds into the third period. As we're taking a look at that replay, getting past Rinne, Kings now trail 3-1. And that was Tanner Pearson on the deflection, his 14th of the season. Doughty and Scuderi with the assist 32 seconds into that third period. Kings pulled within one just 7 minutes and 28 seconds later. Pearson now to Martinez. Wrist shot from straightaway. He scores! Alec Martinez through traffic, and the Kings trail by one. It's a 3-2 hockey game. Oh, what could have been. Martinez, his 10th straightaway wrist shot through traffic. Good screen out in front. Assist to Pearson and Kopitar at 8 minutes of that third period. As also on that play, credit Andrzej Kopitar for extending his point streak to 6 games. It was a 3-2 game. Kings had good opportunities as they were controlling the puck in the offensive zone. A good look as well from Nick Shore, who cut into the slot, just unable to beat Rinne. And then on the ensuing trip into the offensive zone from the Nashville Predators, the Preds able to get a very valuable insurance goal. Neal trying to step out in front, centering feed, pinballs, comes back to the right point. Now it's a shot on goal, score! Shea Weber sends a bouncing puck to Jonas Enroth, catches something out in front, deflects past the Kings goaltender, and it's now a 4-2 Predators lead. And what it caught was the stick of Ryan Johansson. Really nice deflection there, his 13th of the season. Weber and Yarncroke with the assist at 11:45. For added measure, the Predators added an empty netter. Downey again trying to send it deep, couldn't do so. Predators sent it the length of the ice into the open net. And from about 190 feet away, it appeared to be Roman Josi, as Nashville now leads 5-2. Yossi's 12th, unassisted at 19:31 of that third period. Shots on goal in the third period for the Kings, 13. That had a three-period total of 30. For the Predators, 3 for a three-period total of 30. We're taking a final break here on tonight's broadcast. Kings fans will come right back with some out-of-town scores, a look at the standings, and a look ahead to tomorrow night's game in Minnesota. So stay tuned. Lots more to discuss here on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.